It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Good to have you with us. Appreciate it so much. Today, our focus the day before Valentine's Day is on the most unusual, most grand romantic gesture, whether it went awry or landed just as you anticipated. It's a chance to share it. Whether you carried it out, whether you were the recipient, either gladly or reluctantly or hostily, I'd like to hear from you at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. A chance for you to share a particularly grand romantic gesture. You know, we've seen a lot about people upping the display when they propose to someone, you know, at sporting events, or people renting a movie theater and, you know, putting themselves into an animated feature. Wild stuff. But this is not about actually making a marriage proposal. This is about something that goes beyond sending a box of chocolates or delivering flowers to someone or even taking someone out to a nice dinner out for Valentine's Day. We're talking about the most over-the-top or most unusual romantic gestures. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. My friend Glenn shared with me this particular gesture. He said, the most unusual Valentine's Day gift I've ever given was a neon sign I designed for my husband's favorite comic strip, Crazy Cat. It depicts Crazy getting walloped by a brick thrown by the mouse with whom he's madly in love, which he blindly takes as a sign of love. I haven't given as cool a gift since then, but it's covered me for 25 years so far. All right. And Glenn sent me the photo as well, which I've actually seen at his and his husband's house, which is just, it's terrific. It's neon, a sign. Now, that's something I don't think we're going to have anyone else who actually designed something like that as a show of love for a partner, a spouse, a romantic interest. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Squid GoPro writes on the page, I made a 30-inch wide heart pinata for a friend one year. It was requested. I don't know if it was actually used as a pinata. Seemed to be preferred just as a decoration. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Quick reminder, Film Week coming up tomorrow here on 89.3 KPCC. And because we had our Oscar preview show last Friday, we have 2 weeks of movies to review for you tomorrow, including the Sonic the Hedgehog action film with Jim Carrey and James Marsden, the romantic drama, of course, for Valentine's Day, The Photograph, starring Lakeith Stanfield and Issa Rae, and Birds of Prey, starring Margot Robbie and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, one of the Harley Quinn films coming out. So that's tomorrow right here on KPCC. Monica, in Beverly Hills, what was the grandest romantic gesture you experienced?
Well, my boyfriend took all of my bills from my mailbox for the month of February and paid them and replaced them with flowers, chocolates, and lingerie.
You've got to be kidding. Paid all of your bills for a month?
Yeah, and replaced all of them with chocolates and flowers and lingerie.
All right. Is that relationship still going, Monica?
Oh, definitely.
Was that what sealed the deal? That's great.
Yes, definitely.
I love it. Thank you. Wow. Paid all the bills and replaced them with chocolate flowers. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Julia says, in college, I came home from a class to find a giant cardboard box in front of my dorm room full of individually wrapped gifts. Wow, that's a romantic gesture. 866 1-800-893-KPECC. The grandest romantic gesture. It can be weird. It can be poignant. It can just be extreme. 866-893-5722. Back in just a minute. Fresh Air with Terry Gross next on 89.3. Terry looks at how Amazon's Jeff Bezos built an empire, touching on competition, regulation, privacy, commerce, culture, law enforcement, and national security. James Jacoby, who directed a new PBS Frontline documentary on Bezos, will be the guest of Terry Gross on Fresh Air in 10 minutes here on KPECC. Ron, in Mar Vista, the grandest romantic gesture you either made or were a part of.
Yes. Back in freshman year in college, I had a terrible crush on a young woman who actually had a boyfriend in a different state. We were in Providence at the time, and she eventually agreed to go out on a date with me, although I don't think she recognized my total romantic intentions. Then, to make it perfectly clear, after this, after taking her all around Providence and to all sorts of my favorite places and just hanging on her every moment, I wrote it all down in this giant 14-page letter that I taped together.
Wow.
It was about 14 feet long, and I rolled it up into a little scroll so that she could and gave it to her with a little wind-up thing on the side, and she could unroll it and reread.
Did that scare the hell out of her when you did that?
What's that?
Did that scare the hell out of her when you did that to show how serious you were about her?
Another day, but we remained friends.
Okay, so no other date, but to this day you're a friend with her. That's great.
Well, yeah, I mean, we see each other. 20-year reunion, she reminded me about it. I had kind of forgotten about it, but you know, I guess I would go to great lengths to have a girlfriend back then.
And I love the fact you didn't leave her guessing about your intentions. Ron, thanks so much. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Sally in Pasadena, the grandest romantic gesture you were part of.
Yes, it's almost a double romantic situation because on Valentine's Day, I was asked out to prom on Valentine's Day. That this was a grand gesture in that in high school, me and this male friend were on the high school newspaper staff together.
Yeah.
And he published an ad there in our high school newspaper that was published there on Valentine's Day, asking me out in front of everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Sally, how did you deal with that?
I was a bit mortified. Of course, I was going to say yes, but just that everyone saw was a little bit embarrassing, too. But I really appreciated his bravery, and I also thought it was very sweet that he would do such a public display. So in a discreet way, I said, yes, of course, I'll go to prom with you and be your Valentine.
And did you continue seeing him after prom?
We were just friends.
All right. Sally, thanks very much. But nice the friendship held. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Annika in Pasadena, the grandest romantic gesture you were either recipient of or carried out.
Hi. So when I was in high school, my boyfriend, who I'm still dating, he decided to do a Ferris Bueller's Day Off kind of thing for me. And he organized this whole thing with my mom where she allowed me to get out of school early. I didn't know why I was getting out of school. I thought it was for a doctor's appointment or something that I was unaware of. But he ended up whisking me away out of like math or something to go to this beautiful picnic up in the mountains, and we went on this hike. And it was just one of the most romantic things ever. And we've been dating ever since, and we're about to celebrate our 10 years together.
Oh, that's great. So you were 17. You're still together 10 years later. Does he still do things like that?
Yeah, so you know stuff like that all the time, which is part of the reason why we're still together.
Do you feel any pressure to reciprocate, or you feel like, no, that's his thing and I'm just happy to receive it?
No, I love reciprocating in that way. We both love surprises. I think every other year on his birthday, I create a huge surprise party for him, but somehow he still hasn't figured out that it's on like a rotating basis.
That's great. You two sound so well suited to each other. No surprise. You're together a decade. Annika, thank you so much. Let's talk next with Megan in Venice. Megan, what's the grandest romantic gesture you've been a part of?
I'm not sure how romantic it was, but in college, someone sent me a video of him playing the guitar naked.
Oh, no. And this was to express affection for you?
It was, yeah.
And did it work?
Shamefully, it went off without a hitch.
So he actually connected with you with the naked guitar playing. Amazing. How long were you together?
It lasted a solid 6 months.
Did you ever take up the guitar?
God, I did.
I love it. Megan, thank you so much. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Scott, in the East Bay area of Contra Costa County. Scott, what did you do with your girlfriend?
Well, first, I just want to say I was the one who hated the baseball playoff idea the other day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm glad you called back for something different. Yeah, good.
Yeah. So I'd started dating my now ex-wife like about 25 years ago, and we were living in San Francisco, and in the food section of the Chronicle, pretty much every day they'd have half a dozen recipes, and we were big foodies. And so I had a rare moment of foresight. And for the first year we were together, I clipped every single recipe out of the paper. And then on our first year anniversary, I presented her with this, sprawling scrapbook of recipes.
It must have been huge. You must have gone through a lot of paste or whatever you did to put that together.
Probably put the generation of whoever invented Scotch tape, through college.
Scott, I love it. Thanks very much. Megan in Woodland Hills said, I had just met this guy and I was starting a business. I had no money. He gave me $250, no strings attached, to start my business. So I did. It became a $5 million business, and now he's my husband. Well, Megan, clearly he's a good investor on multiple levels, so I love that. Margaret in Mar Vista says, one Valentine's Day, when my husband was in grad school, I found the toilet plunger plunged into the fridge through a lead heart. It was great. He had no time because of grad school to do anything more, so it was a last-minute gift. All right. Larissa in Rancho Santa Margarita says, my husband designed and built a bike for me to race at collegiate nationals. The bike ended up winning nationals. Larissa, that's a great story. And Lizzie in Pasadena said, I had a boyfriend. I always found American cakes too sweet. I told him I'd rather dance in them than eat them. So he bought me a room full of cakes to dance in. All right, Lizzie, whatever brings you joy in your relationship, that's great. You can share your best over-the-top romantic gesture on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. I'm back with you tomorrow morning at 10, Film Week tomorrow at 11, and next up, of course, Fresh Air with Terry Gross.